The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes or at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans from Pennsylvania's third best city. It's the Dave Dameshek Football Program presented by Me Undies. Yes, me, Ryan Bartlett, Emma VP, and the rest of the gang have arrived for the draft. I want you to know right out of the gate, as I sit here in yet another ill-fitting button-down shirt, Emma VP, what gives really with this? When am I going to go through the closet and remove all these? This is an embarrassment to wear this.
I think you should get on it.
I know.
Pretty soon.
But I'm glad Emma VP made it back to her homeland here. She's rejoined the family. My Philadelphia experience started out just great because I landed, got off the plane. There was the driver guy there with the sign. I was with Colleen Wolf. And I don't know why the sign said Colleen Wolf on it. Dameshek's name wasn't there. But either way, so Wolf is the thing. And so I'm talking to the driver who was like a cartoon version of someone from Philadelphia. And I mean that in a good way, just very Philly, like, I'm half Irish, half Italian, so I can drink and I can eat kind of guy. And I had a Pirates ball cap on. And he said, why the Bucks? And I said, well, because I'm from Pittsburgh, I explained. He said, okay, I want you to know, I've met this guy 90 seconds ago. I want you, he's my driver. He's technically, you know, there to service, you know, and be pleasant with me. He says, I'm okay with the Steelers and the Pirates, but not the Penguins. You know why? I said, no, why? Because Sidney Crosby is a beep, 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 beep. And thus began our relationship. He more than made amends moments later when we sat down in the car and he said, you guys need steaks? Let me order some steaks for you. We'll pick them up on the way. We picked up cheese steaks, and off we went into the Philadelphia night. Now, round one is in the books, round two on the way, but let's just pretend that the whole thing's in the books in case you're listening on Sunday or Monday. We are joined for this conversation by a number of guys who were drafted on Thursday night, Mitch Trubisky, Kevin Sumlin. He wasn't drafted, but one of his guys was. Deshaun Watson, my favorite player or my favorite quarterback in the draft, Leonard Fournette, Jonathan Allen, Jamal Adams still to come, but boy, oh boy, I buried the lead because I'm over the moon. At long last, the fancy pants people from Good Morning Football have made some time in their very busy schedules to talk to Dave here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Where's the lobster, Dave? We asked for it, right? Should we walk away now or what?
Come on. I want M&M's, only the blue one.
What is this?
I have egg on my face.
Yes.
You know, I'm humiliated now.
And I'll tell you something. At the train station, our little sign that the driver said Adams. Didn't
is
say
that
Brand,
right?
Didn't say Burleson.
It said Adams because nobody – that doesn't clue anybody off if it says Adams. If it says Burleson, people would be waiting there to take pictures. If it says Brandt, they think it was Gilbrandt walking over there.
I saw Gilbrandt.
Yeah,
he's right outside.
People would
that's
be
my grandfather.
To ask him questions. And if it was Schrager, that's – everyone knows Schrager.
That's
so Adams
true.
Was the safe, savvy option. Thank you, NFL
that's a good
Network.
Response. You're right.
Good job.
That's the voice of –
it is.
What would you consider yourself? Let's dig in. Let's cover it all
okay.
here.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's the draft. We'll kibitz about the draft as we go along here. But more importantly, as we always do here on the DDFP, we talk not just about the game of football. We talk about the game of life.
Yeah.
And so let's dig in
looks
on
good.
Your lives.
Let's do fantasy.
Here and now. And a first question is, I'm not sure who the nominal host of the show is. I guess watching it, I would say it's this person. I'm a big fan. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again now. You got to get lucky with these things. But I think her ceiling may well be Kelly Ripa level. I don't know where
I'm sitting right here.
I don't know
her.
Where she's going to go, but right now she's seated to my immediate
only
right.
Ripa? I think you just offended
her. Kay Adams. It's Kay Adams.
Hi.
What's the poop, sis?
What a compliment from you, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. I love Kelly Ripa. Not that we were in Philly. We just wrapped a three-hour show. We are both super upset about Chicago, me and my friend Kyle Brand here.
My ceiling, not Kelly Ripa. But I think she's higher than Kelly Ripa. This is Michelle Obama potential right here. I'm kidding.
She went to my high school.
Can I tell
right.
you something?
Whitney Young.
Mm-hmm.
At Kyle Brandt,
yep.
Give him a follow.
Yes.
He's
sure.
An Ivy Leaguer.
I don't tweet much. You'll like it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
You're a handsome devil.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Jawline, Dave.
It really is, yeah.
Dave, let me give you up. You and I talked in the bar at the hotel. You said that you conducted your own little NFL Network draft, which we did on the air.
Right.
Good Morning Football. Your number one overall pick, you're Myles Garrett. seated to my left.
That's right.
I'm
going
to give
Kay
you
Adams.
He drafted you number one, Adams.
Because I'm blushing.
No jive. Okay. To the stars. That's your next stop.
I don't react well to this kind of
stuff. I know. Kay doesn't like the flattery. The fans come up to her.
I don't like any of it.
Emma VP.
Today, a guy after the show, I saw him. I knew he was waiting to talk to me, and I went the other way.
Oh!
He followed me, asked me if he could. I don't even know what he wanted. And I was like, I'll be right back. And I never went back.
Yeah, I don't like
I'm
pizza.
The worst.
Okay. He's probably listening right now. No, it's okay.
I'm
you got to do. You got to pretend.
I'm sorry.
I saw that guy. You don't want to talk to him.
You know what is great?
He had an ether rag. Trust me.
As we sit here, it's Friday in the a.m. and we are in a hotel, the Logan Hotel here in Philadelphia, sequestered in some little conference room.
A little girl here.
But what's great is
Logan?
All these guys who just got drafted. John Ross is right upstairs there with his whole family all sitting around in their Bengals hats. It's just the greatest. And it's, I like to crack wise, but it's hard to be cynical about what those – I mean, I know we evaluate, bad fit, C-. They shouldn't have taken that guy.
His hip swivel is off.
Worst draft ever.
Right? And, I mean, it's the greatest to watch these 21-year-old kids and their entire families. They know – I know that they've been building towards this, but in that moment, suddenly, their entire lives have been turned over in a good way.
You're speaking my language because I like the snark. I like the comedy. I like the satire. And then – also in the lobby, we just walked past Tack McKinley, mm-hmm. and he's out there with the portrait of his grandmother. It's an incredibly moving, emotional thing. There's no snark. You just have to go sincere, and we had to do that this morning, but I feel your point.
What snark are you going to give me on Tack McKinley?
Nothing. Okay. I can't. There's nothing to be had. Absolutely none to be had, and that I feel powerless in a way. There's none.
I think it's great, though. I think it's really neat that we've all survived him saying bad words. And, our ears heard those things.
They're still
we
there.
We all came through.
I
can you imagine?
What about the children? Did you talk to your children this morning, Dave? I know you have four kids,
I'm
don't you?
I'm worried about that. That's my concern.
Hello?
That is my concern.
Long-term damages.
I did snap a photo of it, and I'll put it on Twitter and so on. I don't know what the best part of it is. Tack McKinley is in the background kind of photobombing, but the real star of Thursday night was the hat on his uncle. And I got a close-up and personal look at that. Deion Sanders asked a good question. How did he transport that hat? Turns out he had a stiff box to transport it across the country.
I know you drafted me high in the NFL Network world of personalities, and I was on the red carpet last night. I did it wrong. We did it so wrong. Dave, we're standing there. Tack comes on. It's him, his Aunt Peggy, and his uncle with the hat. It took us 3 minutes to get to the hat. It was a bad job by us.
Yeah, everyone's home screaming into the hat.
5 a.m. meeting, you think we'd be talking about Mitchell Trubisky this morning, but we'd be talking about whatever. Kyle and Peter walk in and says, what is wrong with you, Nate and Kay? Why did it take you so long to get to the uncle's hat? We didn't even ask him about it.
Can I critique?
Of course.
I don't mean to be negative. Listen, I was watching that. And
we all were.
As I was watching the interview with Tack, but it really was with the guy in the hat and everybody surrounding
him.
I don't know how you didn't just every other question. So what team do you think would be a nice fit? Back to the hat, though. So what did
you,
is that supposed to be like a pirate chapeau? Because it was tilted askew, kind of like.
It was like an abstract situation.
Buccaneer Bruce might have been.
Yeah. Tilted askew like one of those Outback hats where they snap on one side. You're telling me he travels with that thing in a box? Does he check the box or is it an overhead bin?
Now, also, Kay Adams, you got to, if I'm jealous of anything, you got to mix with Creed last night. You got to you got to work the red carpet with Carl Weathers.
Carl
Apollo
Weathers
Creed.
Not the band that needs to be said on record. Thank
Scott
you.
Scott Stapp was not out there. Not that,
no,
that
none
Creed.
Of that.
Apollo Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do this with me, Kay Adams. Ready?
Yeah.
Like, let's reenact the best line from
Predator.
From Predator. Ready?
Oh. I don't have.
What's the matter, Dylan?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
The CIA has
you. Got no lines.
Oh.
I mean, I was gonna do. The CIA has you pushing
too many pencils.
But now my spirit is gone now. You've never seen Predator?
This whole thing happened so you could take me off of the rankings.
Who doesn't see Predator?
I'm sorry. Burleson and I did that handshake on the show last week. We did it.
I ignored
it
because I don't watch movies.
Incredible.
Can I tell you a quick anecdote?
Son of a bitch.
Then we're going to dig in on your lives.
Oh, great.
But first, a story from my life.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was once downtown L.A. with a pal of mine who swoons for Rocky and beyond and Predator. And we saw Creed. He walks into this Bestia, great Italian restaurant in L.A., and he goes and he sits at the bar, and he looks like Creed should when he's out in the public. Black suit with the black shirt underneath. Very
mustache.
Cool. I said, well, we got to send Creed a drink, and so we did. and a couple of moments later, we found Creed hovering over our table, shaking our hand like a gentleman. You know, like, I have to thank you. Thank you very much for that drink. I appreciate that. And then we bent his ear about, you know, Creed and Predator and beyond. And then he went back to his spot there. Hour and a half later, the bill shows up.
Uh-oh.
He added another drink onto the bill, which I think is the greatest move. You know, I was angry for a second. I was like, that's the great – he's – what, wait, Creed's not – we're not going to say, like, hey, Creed, like, I mean, we only wanted to get you the one drink.
You're going to – $12.50?
That's pretty good. Look, Apollo was the ultimate businessman, right? He's looking to make a dime. That's why he fights Rocky in the first place. That is true to character, Damashek.
Don't talk about Rocky as if you love Rocky.
No, you know, I just saw the original for the first time.
You recently found out that you don't like Rocky.
What?
Okay, so I was –
who doesn't like Balboa?
I was reared on Rocky IV and Rocky III, all that stuff. I can talk for days. I had never seen the original.
How's that possible?
Never seen it. I tried to watch it as a kid. It's boring as hell. 90 minutes into the movie, there's no montage, there's no music, there's nothing.
He's texting us all during this movie saying, I'm going to gouge my eyes out. Give me anything with this.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it doesn't translate very well. Rocky's courting of Adrian is very odd. Are you familiar with the movie?
I mean, it's
they call it stalking now.
Yes, and it's stalking someone who's a little bit dim, too.
Yeah, she goes to the pet shop twice a day, every day. When they finally go out on a date, he's got to ask her five times to come into the apartment. She doesn't want to come in. And then when she does come in, Kyle.
Sounds like she goes in.
And then he puts his hand up in between her and the door and doesn't let her leave. It was creepy. It was like, baby, it's cold outside.
The thing that had to drop your jaw, if this is in fact the way you consumed the Rocky series.
It was. This is last weekend.
If that's true, then your jaw had to hit the floor. I've always the biggest thing to me in the Rocky series is that Paulie, you know, he's a lovable character by three we are in full embrace of the lovable guy who's been carried along by his brother-in-law to a nice lifestyle. But when we meet him in Rocky, he's nothing short of a physically and emotionally abusive brother to his dim sister. This is your guy. He throws the turkey.
He's got a baseball. You want the bird? Go get the bird. It's crazy. And then he beats up his own apartment with a baseball bat, hip flask, and everything. He's a terrible character.
He's terrible.
And then he becomes
a
teddy bear by Rocky IV. He has a sexy robot.
He doesn't like Balboa.
I've only seen Rocky IV. I found him quite delightful.
He is, because at that point, he's like a cherubic little lovable
Damn
sidekick.
Damashek's judging me hard that I've only seen
No,
that's the only
hard.
One to see.
I just got a stiff look.
From what you know, who wins in a tournament in their respective primes? Balboa, Creed, Drago, Lang. Who wins that one?
Okay.
Drago.
Well, Drago, except he lost to Rocky. First of all, Apollo's terrible. He should be last. One of the most overrated boxers ever. He can't knock out a Balboa, a ham and egg chain smoking guy who's beating up
back,
on me.
Hold me back, Adams. Hold me back. I don't
like this
talk.
This is the third time you said the phrase ham and egg this week. I think you're done.
No, I know, but that's how he describes himself.
Third ham and egg.
A ham and egger. That's
done.
It. And
then when we meet Creed, he's in the last days of his career. He has no business. He's like Ali with the mustache out there. You know, that's when we meet him. When he's in his prime, he's the greatest pugilist of all time. He's the master of disaster.
I made the
Count
this
of Monte Fisto.
The Count of Monte Fisto. So he shows up for the fight with Balboa in an Uncle Sam hat, completely disrespecting his opponent. He almost loses.
He wasn't ready, right?
Three movies later, he shows up in an Uncle Sam hat, disrespecting his opponent, beaten to death in the ring. I mean, can't you learn your lesson at that point?
The lesson
Come on,
is
man.
Don't be patriotic.
I think King Hippo beats them all.
King Hippo beats them all with the Band-Aid on the belly button. That's a great call. It's true.
I
love King Hippo.
The only thing is
Don Flamenco.
Like you say, Creed shows up.
I could beat Don Flamenco.
Don Flamenco was easy.
He's
rolls in his mouth. Get out of here.
I don't know who Don Flamenco is.
But you've never seen Punch-Out? Seen, played.
This is your being incredulous
Nintendo?
That we haven't seen Rocky. You don't know Glass
you
Joe?
I know Glass Joe.
Don Flamenco is like three fights later.
Punch little out. Tim running in those little intermission things?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. The training montage.
All right, now we're off
skyline?
And running.
All right, fine.
We go. Now we're cooking with gas. All Let's right. dig in on the big show. First of all, I was about to say first of all, but we're, what, 18, 19 minutes in here?
We're about 12 minutes in.
12.
How is back in Philadelphia, though, by
Yeah,
way,
Emma.
It's great to be here, yeah.
Who do you like better so far, Kyle or Kay?
Yeah, come on.
They're both really great, Dave. I'm not going
to
do that.
Get off the fence, Emma VP. Come
He's
on.
He's always
I don't like,
doing this to me.
I don't like to put you on the spot, but if
you do, that's exactly
Emma's
what you
Emma's got a tough
like
job
to
in life. You got a tough job.
It's tough.
We're in mobile Studio 66.
Yes.
But we have declared Patrick Claibon our most handsome visitor to 66. Brant, though, with that
I don't
square
know.
Jaw.
Brant.
I'm getting up there.
Handsome
fella. I'm a little older
Is he?
Now.
He's a handsome fella, but like you said, we're mobile, so.
So you think that gets an asterisk?
Yeah. I think that's a Twitter poll. I think that's a Brandt versus Claybon.
Claybon's attractive. Brandt. He's a very handsome man, and then, of course, Handsome Hank.
Well, thankfully, Eric Decker is not here.
I've never met this handsome Hank, but I always hear him on all of your podcasts.
You've listened to the show.
I need Handsome Hank.
Have you listened to the DDFP?
I've listened to it a couple of times, not for a long time, but around the NFL I listen to a lot. I have to listen to yours every day. I'm going to subscribe to yours right now. Where's my cell phone?
You don't subscribe already.
To yours?
Yeah.
No, I do not. I don't subscribe to her on the NFL. But I also haven't updated my phone since 4 years ago.
That goes in your permanent file, okay? He's making notes.
So be it. At least I'm being honest.
Yeah,
now,
why not?
Mazel Tov on the Emmy nomination.
Thanks.
How did that hit you?
Well, initially, shock, because I think I looked at the other nominees, and it's PTI, Baseball Tonight, like the shows I grew up watching. And then it's the four of us, like, with whiteboards making jokes on it. But apparently people like it. So shock and disbelief. And then I was flattered.
We love our show, so it was exciting.
It's a delightful way to start the day. And not just football. Now we're about to move into the dark days.
Tell us about that, Dave. What are we in for? People always ask us, what are you guys going to talk about?
I don't know.
What are you gonna
talk about? I can't wait to find out. I'm more than happy to chime in from Los Angeles with Tara.
You want
to
do that? Why not?
When are you coming on to Good Morning Football?
The Game of Life. Now I'm getting notes from Mark Brady, the producer. Get to the Game of Life.
Game called Life? Oh, yeah. That's a board game. You spin that
wheel.
I like that.
Let's say.
Okay.
What is happening?
This is a game I think we're
about
to play.
What did we sign up for?
And the winner of the best whatever category it's called, sports, TV show.
Daily, whatever.
Good Morning Football. Who gives the speech?
All of us.
Ollie, no. Well, you've seen it. That's not how it works.
No, that's not true.
They're going to play
the
music.
Oscars. I think this is not the Oscars where they strike up the band 15 seconds into Meryl Streep's acceptance speech. I think we got a little bit of real estate.
There's a speech?
If we win.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to give the speech? Rich Eisen. He's going to win. We're not going to win, Shaq. Are you kidding me? No.
I want you to let your minds run free, though.
Okay.
Can't wait. So this award ceremony, I believe, is on a Tuesday night. That Wednesday show is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, that's true. That's going to be the real award. The next Wednesday morning.
They always joke that even if I have like a little bit of a later dinner, I wear glasses on the show. We should all wear glasses on the show that day.
I'm in. Yeah.
You in?
Right.
Shame the devil if you go to sleep. You must. I mean, that's a requirement.
What
you know
if
what
we win?
That,
yes.
I think we should almost play that up on the show. Show up in our pajamas. Let's do it.
This is what it is. Maybe hungover, whatever state you're in.
Well,
hopefully
that's most Tuesdays and Wednesdays in our world. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Well, were you the guy, Shaq, who grew up and you would practice your Oscar speech in the mirror or whatever it was? I mean, did you do that?
No, I've always said that, I think I'd like to give sincere thanks to the people who helped me and were nice to me along the way. But I'll do that one by one. I'll call them or I'll visit them or I'll write them a thoughtful note. I'm going to use my time when I get my Oscar or Grammy or whichever, or Tony, or maybe all three. I'm going to use that time to calling out the people that tried to keep me down.
Okay, good. Michael Jordan did that when he went in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
You got a list like
Arya
Stark?
Amazing.
You got a list of people you're going to kill? You have that list ready?
That's right.
Who tried to bring you down?
Well, my first grade teacher was right
really?
Out of the gate.
Really? Stifling?
Wasn't very nice to me.
You know what a pain in the ass you were in first grade? I can
my
tell
nursery
already.
My nursery school teacher wasn't very nice. We're not talking about me.
Teacher
we're talking
nursery
about
school?
You.
Wow.
Now, Kay, you
No,
grew
that's
up,
why we're good at this. We'll put it right back
deflect.
On you, Dave.
You grew up in Chicago,
Queen of deflection
Illinois.
Over here. I did,
Chicagoland or Chicago,
Chicago
proper?
Chicago proper.
Really?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
The northwest side.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So up kind of near L.A.
O'Hare? Very close to O'Hare, yeah. Uh-huh.
I spent many moons. I spent my 20s on the north side, a block east and a block north of Wrigley Field.
Amazing. I used to – we always talk about this. I used to skip school. I went to school downtown at Whitney Young, and I used to take the blue line all the time, and I would just not go to the second half of school and go to day games at Wrigley all the time. It's like my favorite thing about high school. So I love Chicago, absolutely.
Russ, so you were in high school, I'm guessing, when Sosa is hitting the home runs?
Ish.
98-ish?
No.
Kay's young.
What? 98? Are you kidding me?
You're not in high school yet?
No.
In 98?
No. Kay was in nursery school in 98, actually.
Please show yourself the door.
No.
You think I was in high school in 1998?
Please, with the shock about that.
You think her ceiling is only Kelly Ripa, you bastard?
I needed my own piece of paper and my own list of notes that I'm making about you right now.
This
you're outrageous.
Right. Not even in high school. You're outrageous.
I was a freshman in college in 98.
So now,
I didn't even have my first kiss in 1998. You're out of your mind, Damashek.
You were not making out of the parking lot.
I had one in 2011. It was terrific. I'm looking forward to
the 2011
to my second
kiss?
One.
Look
yeah.
at you, man.
Brant, you grew up in the Chicagoland
area.
What
were you
as well.
Doing in 98?
I'm a Chicagolander. You know that term. Chicagoland means I'm not really from the city. I'm from the suburbs. The 847, Lincolnshire, Illinois. I went to Stevenson High School, where Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan, and unfortunately Ron Goldman went to high school.
I know Lincolnshire. Yeah, yeah. I've spent my, a lot of time up in.
You have? What? Yeah. You go to the Marriott Theater
my
or something?
My sister lived up there for a while. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time up there. Then
what
you
were
make
you doing
way.
In Chicago?
My first job was I was a bartender. And then I was –
Where'd you bartend in
Chicago? Barleycorns.
No, I took the
High
red
tops.
Line. I would take
– Trinity.
No,
Harry
it wasn't
Carey's.
Chicago. It was Evanston.
Oh,
it was
Evanston.
It was
okay.
the now defunct
the hookah
Davis,
bar.
Davis Street Fish Market. And when it would get busy in there, I was the nominally the bartender, but when it got busy in there and they needed it, I could shuck oysters. I could have a dozen
what?
No
in
way.
The little chips of ice. I could have a dozen oysters out to you in less than a minute.
Ooh, I love oysters.
Yeah.
Like Bradley Cooper in that chef movie.
Yeah.
I see. Now that's when I
Lips Manless and Dick Tracy. Just
that's right. How does
them
that
down.
Feel? What if I talk about a chef movie for 10 minutes? But you guys talk about Rocky over here.
Pretty equal. The lineage of Balboa and all his fights in the Bradley
Brad
Cooper
oyster
chef
movie.
I can't think of Sienna Miller.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So Brant, so then you go Ivy League, and there you meet one Ross Tucker, one of our very favorites, a Shecky Award winner for our favorite football playing guest from some years ago.
Yeah, Ross talks like this, dude. I love. The
so
Sheck
good.
Podcast.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you are so off on the Eagles, dude.
Yeah, it's my roommate. It's my
cousin. Dude, who doesn't love ice cream? Dude, I can rank like 50 ice creams from first to best according to flavor and cone or cup. I can do it all, dude. Like have I Ross. Told
that
you about how Tom
Brady? That's the best
you've
ever done on anything, and I never knew that about you. That's I'm proud of you.
Is that your best impression?
I think that's the best one I've heard.
It's pretty good. Unfortunately, like it's not like doing a Schwarzenegger or a Jack Nicholson. It's like Ross Tucker. You can't sell clubs.
I think your Ross Perot is my favorite.
I only did that. Why did Ross Perot?
Because your Ross Perot is also your like Western guy. It's also your old person. It's all like a lot of different things, but it all comes back to Ross Perot for me.
This is what's fun about Good Morning Football. At some point, I don't know why, Ross Perot came up on the show on the NFL Network. Remember he used to have those stupid boards and he'd count down his stats or whatever he did? I don't know why, but that – I don't even remember doing a Ross Perot.
Hey, there's some June material for you right there to
Thank
fill
you.
The dead spot.
We're going to talk Perot.
Rating Rosses.
Al
ranking,
Gore,
that's
Bob Dole.
What
Ross. No, just Rosses. Just Rosses.
Just Rosses? Ross
Bob
Tucker.
Bob Ross is number one.
It has to be.
Ross Tucker has a Shecky Award?
Yes.
Wow.
Favorite football playing guest. You now are both eligible for our favorite non-football playing guest in 2017.
I need that award.
So. Who else is in there? I'm the handsomest man. I have no chance against that guy. He's a good-looking dude.
Claybon is, yeah.
Yeah, I just was very impressed by the picture. Mm-hmm. I got nothing on him, man.
All right, let's now talk about life resume so everyone who isn't familiar with you can get to know you a little bit better. What? I'll start with you, Kay. What do you do well? You know, to me, resume.
The worst guest
you got
on this
out of college. You got out of college like a couple months ago or whatever.
Yeah, like a month ago. Uh-huh.
And to me, you know, this the fraudulence of needing the degree and, you know, a pro tip, as I always say to the kids out there, you don't actually need, you know, don't you feel a little duped? What is the Ivy League degree actually gotten for?
Oh, come on. You guys have with
it's
kids?
Gonna lie. Wait, Dave, what's your degree?
I went to Indiana University.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you do a little five?
Yeah. You can tell by looking at
what
it.
What does that mean?
It's a big bike race they do there. Dennis Quaid
long
is taking
distance,
off on a 10
long
speed.
Long-distance bike riding. That's Damashek's wheelhouse.
Yeah, right.
Pun intended.
No, listen, that the Ivy degree thing, I'm always like – I did really well on a test when I was 17. I'm a 38-year-old man now. Who cares where I went to college? First couple of years out, I think it's interesting.
I don't know. You wear their T-shirts pretty often there, buddy.
I don't wear those T-shirts nearly as
and
you
shorts.
Imagine. I think I wore a
I
lot
mean,
when we first
I
met. But no, I don't wear them much.
Oh,
no.
So it could just as well say humble brag you.
Yes,
is what you're getting at.
That is right. I went to Mizzou.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Yeah, I went to Mizzou. And then right after that, I went and worked for the Cardinals in St. Louis. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I got a job with NBC Sports. And I moved to New York. And then I got a job with NFL Network.
How have all those things happened if you just got out of school?
What do you mean?
I can't believe you weren't in high school in 1998.
What was that? How were
That's
you
an
in
outrage.
High school in 1998?
I was just in college in 98. Yeah. Kay is pledging Pi Phi this fall. She's excited about it. No, Kay's young. She's up and coming. She's ahead of the curve for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I worked a lot. I loved working. I was all through college. I I interned at a local TV station. I worked at the country radio station.
Ooh.
What up, Clear 99, today's best country, from midnights to 6 a.m. every weekend. I just got my hands in any media that I could, and the country station was right next to the ESPN booth. It was in the same under the same radio branch. And I would talk shop with them at like 2 a.m. when I was getting my Folgers on. And we, you know, I got a couple of on-air hits there. And then SiriusXM decided to launch a fantasy football station. I always played fantasy football. And they were like, would love a female perspective. Will you do the show from St. Louis? And I said, absolutely. Did that. Got the job with the Cardinals. The rest is sort of history.
Well, that's some tale.
Bartending really helped me. I bartended for 5 years, and it was amazingly helpful to me.
Really?
I worked at a high-volume sports bar, knowing sports, talking about sports, like, helped me tremendously. I met a lot of, great people doing that. And
that's Katie Nolan's path as well,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm.
Bartender?
Yeah,
Damashek.
I did it.
We're three peas in a pod, really.
What up? Thank you so much, Willie's Pub and Pool. That's, if we won the Emmy, that's what I would do, Kyle. Willie's Pub and Pool, Fieldhouse, Nick's Pub.
What was the country station?
Today's best country, Clear 99.
Now, was this
We've
country...
got Dukes Bentley and Honka Tonk Badonkadonk.
Okay.
After this, don't go anywhere.
Ooh. So, like, was it George Strait, Toby Keith, or was it like Shania Twain BS pop country?
Today's best, it was a pop country. But
pop
we played George Strait. I don't know country music, so it was hilarious that I got the job in the first place.
Did you have to pretend to be?
Yes. I went in there and they were like, do you like country? I was like, I also like Swahili and I like other things that I don't know about, thermodynamics, all of that. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. Get me in the door. That's what you have to do.
I don't know why I almost just took a hard right turn into what's happening over at ESPN and starting to talk about all that. I don't know if we want to do any of that. Instead,
let's go back left.
I want to go back to what I was going to bring up, which is, so forget about what your I guess if you want to go to medical school or probably to law school or a couple of things, if you want to be an astrophysicist, somebody might check your GPA. But outside of those things, and of course, you know, I can't imagine – anyone within the sound of my voice, anybody who would consume this show is aspiring to be an astrophysicist. It doesn't make a difference. Basically, you could write whatever college you want on a resume, and no one's ever going to follow up and see if you do that. You know, do that at your own peril. I think it's much more important, though, what's listed not on your actual resume, your job resume, no, your life resume.
Mm-hmm.
Brant, what do you do best?
I'm really good at Tecmo Bowl. I'm still trying to figure out.
If there were a world tournament, do you really think you would be top 10, top 20?
Yeah, if I got the Raiders, yeah.
Because it's life resume, just to let you know. I feel like when I ask people about what's on their life resume, almost invariably people say, I'm a great parallel parker. But the fact of the matter is, not very many people are actually good at it. They just throw that one out, but you're not actually really that good.
Yeah, if you have to make 5 different adjustments, like, you're not good. You got to get first time. I'm an excellent parallel parker, too. But what type of thing you want to know
can
about?
You do it?
You
can you
drive
do it in
a golf
the clutch?
Today. Awful.
Really
awful
good.
Driver.
No, Kay, not the Danica Patrick.
Not on
the,
my life
no, no.
resume.
No.
What's on yours?
My resume is bizarre.
He
my whole Twitter bio is my resume is weirder than yours. That's my Twitter bio.
I told you once in passing somewhere at a Super Bowl, saw you just filled in for Jim Rome.
Yeah.
And you handled an ugly collar with great aplomb, and
did
I complimented you on that. I thought it was very funny.
Oh,
you kept playing
you.
It back. I like that. As I always say, when people, why do you deal on social media with the haters? Because all
you
have to do
people?
Is hold the racket out and let it bounce back. They're imbeciles. It's funny.
So if people tweet you and say, damn, Shaq, you suck or whatever, you retweet it with a comment and everything?
Yes.
Doesn't that, and the response to that is always, it's just going to encourage more, ignore them. But you like getting in there. You like the sport of it.
I don't know. I have self-esteem issues. So, of course, I mostly agree with their opinions.
And it's so easy, though.
See, this guy's on to me. He knows.
You just hold the racket out? It's the bug zapper. They fly to that stupid blue light and die, and they run into it. It's that easy.
That's right. Kay Adams, what's on your life resume?
I don't know. Ask me a question. I don't know what I don't know.
What do you do? Well, you guys live in New York City. You're not from New York City. How do you find, I once, now this will be a reference you guys understand.
Yeah.
I lived
if it's about New York, Kyle will not understand.
No, in Chicago,
oh, okay.
The north side. I lived at Clark and Oakdale at one point, just a little bit north of Diversey, about four city blocks,
yeah.
16 blocks proper from Wrigley Field. So I would walk there on busy Saturdays, sunny, beautiful June days. I would hit the street at 11:30 or noon. The streets packed with humanity and automobiles, and make my way up there. And I could get up there, and this is no jive, and not just once or twice, every time. It was a matter of principle and pride for me. I could walk from my door to Wrigley Field without ever coming to a stop. Urban walking, a great skill of mine.
That I could outwalk you.
Well, I mean, that's easy to say.
What makes a good urban walker?
What do you do, parkour? Kidding.
Not stopping. I just keep going. I never stop. Like,
I challenge you to an urban walk.
Don't walk. That doesn't apply to Damashek. He's going.
Emma, can you make this happen?
Yeah, make this happen.
Let's do it.
Cars come into play. Like, they can injure you if you don't stop.
Yeah, of course they come into play.
This is like Frogger.
It's like Frogger.
Lily pads, semi-truck. I bet Kay's good at it.
I kind of think of the pun on a Jew. Frogger and Jew. But, like, yeah.
You can
handle that.
Instead
of a frog, it's a potbelly Jew, Damashek, working his way up the street to Chicago.
What is happening here right now? walking.
Hey, Dave.
What I love to do, I guess, is what you're saying. What I'm good at walking. Hiking is my favorite thing to do.
Hiking.
My favorite thing to do.
Walking.
Walking.
So yes,
so
I guess you have some experience.
I love hiking. If I'm going anywhere,
get the
it's
hiking
to hike.
Bit. She does.
Love it. If I'm Machu Picchu, dream of mine, did it 9 days, the entire trek, loved it. Friend didn't even make it. Went by myself. Finished by myself. Yeah. All
good
that kind of
you.
Stuff. I was looking at, they gave us like 10 days off, 10 days until 10 days off or a week off or something. And I was like, Kilimanjaro, can I get the immunizations that I need to leave in 10 days to go make this happen? And they're like, what are you
Put
doing?
Put them in there. Let's do it.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I love, yeah.
Immunization? I mean,
it's a lot.
I mean, what kind of vacation?
That's
no vacation
that's
at all.
That's vacation.
It is. I love
You
I
like
love,
sleeping outside on purpose,
yes,
too?
Yes, I love camping, and I love hiking. That's what I'm great at that stuff. I'm great at, like, survival.
Dave, what
I'm a survivor.
She is.
Have you thought about Survivor?
Like being on it? No, I wouldn't.
The band?
Do that.
Naked and Afraid?
No. Naked and Afraid, no, but what's the other one? There's another one on History Channel. That's
Doomsday Preppers?
No, it's one word. I'll think about it. I'll think of what it is.
Nude.
Dave,
no, it's not
I don't
nude.
Know what it's called. Naked
but
and
you
Afraid.
Tap out.
But Naked and Afraid, though.
Naked and Afraid isn't real, though.
They haven't done a celebrity Naked and Afraid. Wonder why.
That'd
be a good. That'd be
Everyone wants to run around with Bear Grylls.
I would run around with Bear Grylls in a
Obama
heartbeat.
Obama did it. Me too.
I would do it.
Dave, what was the theme of your bar mitzvah?
As a matter of fact, it was college football.
Okay.
And
I like this.
You know how you get when you at the reception, you get the little card of your seat assignment.
Yeah.
But it didn't have a seat number. Rather, it had a ticket to look like a. You know, a game
ticket. Oh, a game
ticket.
Wow, that's
and,
clever.
And all the tables were like the top 25 college football teams.
That's amazing.
Oh, and number one was the number one table? And who was that, Nebraska or something? Like I'm trying to think of this era of college football.
Was it like 73? So
no, it wasn't.
Something like that. I don't remember.
Shut
what
up.
No. So, you know what I – you know
73.
What's
73. It was the four.
Brandt's thinking about it, though. 73. He Davis couldn't be.
There's no way.
He couldn't be.
Wait, so what's on your life resume?
I don't know.
I still don't have one either.
I like the bottom, the special skills. I don't know. I was an award-winning chili chef. I won a prize making chili. I really did. And then we did it on our show, and I got
That's
voted
good.
As the worst chili. We did a chili cookout.
We
the
did.
Worst one
I put him in a bad spot. We didn't choose. He didn't make it spicy enough. You should have known your audience.
I should have. I blew it. I choked.
Let's go to the expert then. Is chili a soup?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's its own class.
That's right.
I mean, oatmeal isn't a soup either, right?
No greater compliment
you
can
for
give.
Breakfast. What is the difference?
I mean, we're talking about things in a bowl
soup?
To eat with a spoon. I would put
no,
it.
No, you're not going to compare soup to cereal, but chili and soup are one and the same.
I don't think so.
Why? No, and here's why.
I think it's thicker. I think it's its own species of food.
That's but
it is not
like I say,
this is worse than
like
a hot
wiener.
Dog sandwich.
Like the wiener.
Here we go. Yes, I knew this was coming.
Well, like the wiener.
Like the wiener.
The compliment you give it is it's its own class. Like, what is that? No, that's what you want to be. You want to be your own thing. Like, the wiener is not a sandwich. It's its own thing. It's a wiener.
I'm thinking about the wiener circle.
And,
Chicago.
Oh, that's a good one.
The best.
The other thing, too.
Vanilla shake. Woo! Chocolate shake.
Girl. Here's how I
can't
know.
I just said that.
You couldn't say, I'm going to have the bisque, and then I'm going to have the vegetable soup for my main course. You could, however, say, give me the minestrone as my appetizer, chili for dinner.
Who would
when you
do
look
that?
At a menu, is chili not just chili not in the same place as soups?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not.
It's in its own what? Here's the chilies. You have the three kinds of chilies that each place has. No, you don't have a separate place for chilies.
Right.
You put it in with the soups because it's a soup.
You know what the test is? Do they have chili at the Soup Plantation, that chain of restaurants?
Yes, they do.
With a horrible name?
They have a lentil. They've got a vegetarian. They've got a black bean chili, a turkey chili. Of course.
They have chili?
Yeah.
I stand corrected then. I go by Soup Plantation. If they have chili, then it's a soup. Sorry, Dave. I go by the plantation.
All right. I mean, I hear your noise. I like that. You're by Chicago old school, and Chicago has that old school kind of vibe. There's a place called Biasetti's, or at least there used to be.
Biasetti's.
Do you know that?
No.
It was kind of near where you would have grown up.
No.
Ashland and anyway, it's kind of northwest of Wrigley Field. Old school kind of rib place, but also Italian food.
Love
the
it.
Dark leather boot.
Organized crime, that type of
stuff.
Thing.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Sure.
And I always loved that on the menu, you could get the pork chops, you know, the order of pork chops, two pork chops, but you could get just one pork chop, which was listed on the menu as the ladies' portion. Ladies.
Oh, geez.
Also,
oh,
that
the
is
kind of
old-fashioned.
Place, kind of place you also pay 25 cents extra for the blue cheese because it's fancy. That's old school.
I think they closed that place when I was two, Dave.
They might have. They probably did.
They likely did. Let me refer to my extensive list of notes here that I wanted to get to.
Yeah, go on. He's even doodling over there.
Unbelievable.
Let's talk football for a moment, shall we? Here's my – well, you know what?
MVP
why?
Likes
why
that.
Would I list mine before I ask you?
What?
Kay, I start with you.
Go on.
We're only one round in, but pretend that we're not. But I don't know how much you can extrapolate beyond round one here. Winner of the draft thus far.
John Lynch, because he just crushed my Bears and was like, we're going to take maybe Trubisky. And he put that floater out there and freaked him out, and they traded up to grab this Mr. Biscuit and John Lynch, who could have done a million things. I think he had the keys to the whole draft with that number two overall pick. He could have traded down, which he did. He could have taken Solomon Thomas, which he did. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a pretty good thing going on.
I mean, the first thing, as soon as that pick was announced, mm-hmm. the deal was made, and they said it's going to be Trubisky here.
I thought, are you serious, Clark?
I thought, oh, well, they're going to trade that. They had to get him. The Bears, it was contingent on a second deal. They had to get Trubisky, and now they're going to deal him to whichever team covets him. It does not appear that deal's coming anytime soon.
No,
right?
I think they're doing this for real. Like this, I remember when the details came out that they've traded this and this and this. I'm like, they're getting a quarterback. Oh, my God. They're actually getting – why would they do that? And I'm still holding out hope that maybe they're not. And then of all people, Mitchell Trubisky. My problem with it is if – all right, let's say they just love Trubisky. We got to get in business with this guy. Why couldn't you just draft him at three? They paid all to move up one spot.
Because of John Lynch.
Because
right.
They believed Lynch. So Lynch, who was a TV broadcaster 10 minutes ago, who's never done this before, completely hoodwinked the Chicago Bears, one of the greatest franchises in history. They look like morons because of that. They got screwed by Lynch. I compared it
they
today.
They browned it up.
They browned it up. I compared it today on the show that, like, Lynch took a box with a stick holding it up and a string attached to it and, like, a trail of candy, and the Bears crawled in there, and then Lynch pulled the string, and they fell in the box.
Imagine the haul they got just to move from 3 to 2.
That's
on
it.
The chance that the Niners were serious about Mitch Trubisky.
And then who'd they get at three? They got Solomon Thomas, who they were going to get at two
and
anyway.
And it's just adding insult to injury because they already took Hoyer, who should have stayed in Chicago, and Matt Barkley, who despite people not liking Matt Barkley or not thinking he's very good, really had some moments. And a lot of those weapons on Chicago, there were some ridiculous drops. Barkley could have won a lot of those games mm-hmm. that he got a chance in. So he's a good guy to sit behind Hoyer. That's what they need in Chicago. Look at next year's draft class, the quarterback spot, Dave. Could he not have waited out with Glennon, who you pay $45 million over 3 years, and then go hit up the next year's draft class? What are we doing?
Mike Glennon is one of those guys.
It's selfish on the front office.
The greatest key to success for an NFL quarterback. It's the least exciting way to look at it. But if you keep a guy clean, if the line can keep him upright, which that Chicago line should be if they're in good health, he's going to have relative success, especially.
Who are you talking about?
Mike Glennon. They could have been fine with Mike Glennon for the time being.
Jordan Howard, he should be just sending him edible arrangements every day.
And
this is his saving grace because he has no weapons on that offense. I feel bad for Vic Fangio. They did him dirty.
They got nothing on that. I mean, remember the Bears. Remember the Monsters of the Midway, Dave. Remember Singletary, Wilbur Marshall, Otis Wilson, Mama's Boy Otis. They draft nobody in
the
defense.
Move they needed to make.
What are they doing?
They are going to rue not taking Jamal Adams.
Yes.
I mean, this prisoner of the moment.
My cousin.
It's so funny that the Jets and Browns are renowned for perennially not being able to solve their quarterback situation. you guys in Chicago. I think it's a little nationally under the radar. Because
it's true.
I think 85, the 85 Bears that your forefathers have probably told you about.
Yeah, I read about them in a dusty book once.
I think they have obscured all else in a way.
To some degree. I talk about it a lot, though, about Jay Cutler being the best, and I give a lot of grief to Jim McMahon, who you dress up as for Halloween.
It's my Halloween costume in fifth grade. I was born. I was around for the 85 Bears. I was the punky QB.
Jim McMahon was not a great quarterback.
No.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah, I
he had
said
Dave
it.
Durson. He had Mike Singletary. He had Mongo McMichael. The Bears don't have any of those guys now. They got nobody.
Look what Jay Cutler did. He had a better time in Chicago, and he had not a great defense. When he was good in Chicago, it was the defense was still great. I think that's what they needed to address. And I'm pissed.
That's true. When they're talented. When Jay Cutler has some legit talent around him, he tends to play well.
Yeah, people him and B-Marsh.
Everybody loves the dour puss that he puts on and so on, and likes to imagine him with a nail betwixt his lips. But, to me, I've said it over and over, he should go to Texans. Well, not the Texans anymore, but maybe the
Someplace
Jags.
In the South. Yeah.
Something like that.
I know that you love Deshaun Watson.
I do, yes.
I know. So you like him? Yeah,
I like winners. I know it's crazy.
I know some things about you, Dave Damashek. What do you feel about that whole situation?
I like it. I also laugh at I invoked Matt Flynn's name from 2012.
Sure.
I love late April declarations from the head coach. Don't worry, incumbent QB. You're still our starter.
All right.
Hey, it's not the Memorial Day yet, man.
10 minutes in, Russell Wilson's out playing Matt Flynn. It was over, and they sent him back.
Sorry, Deshaun Watson. Better get used to wearing a headset. You're not going to get the play in 2017.
Can you imagine?
It's ridiculous. Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. Learn at the knee of Mike Glennon, son, because
do you know Mel Kiper said that on the air? He said, well, he can learn from Mike Glennon for a while. What? Mel, are you trolling? Come on, man. I learned more from Sanchez, who's also on the team.
I think what frustrates us as fans and people who grew up in Chicago is, what's the plan? What is the actual plan?
Dave, look at what
talent should be the plan.
Look at
these
Cubs.
Are the winning teams.
Look what the Chicago Cubs are doing. The best team in baseball, 108-year curse. So much young talent, farm system. Theo comes in, he says, I got this. Can you give me a few years? We're going to be bad for a long time. But here's the plan. Sure enough, those young guys, they drop. The young guys grow up. They bring in Lester. All of a sudden, they're winning the World Series. I don't even know what the Bears' plan is. This quarterback, that quarterback, no defense, no receivers. Get your ass kicked by the Packers and Lions every year. That's Bears football. I called the Bears the new Browns. They're the Chicago Browns. They're the team that everybody makes fun of. They're the ones that are the memes and the jokes about. It's the Bears. Our proud Chicago Bears are the Browns now.
And Trubisky, I think, actually was stunned yesterday.
I do too.
Like, he legitimately
was the most surprised.
He couldn't have known because they had him in once and they never called him. So don't tell me. I think somebody made
so
a point
true.
About somebody said, like, they must have loved him. They hung out with him one time, and they never called the dude again.
You probably thought he was getting pranked when they called. Like, no, come on. Stop messing with me. Who is this for real?
Kyle, you ever hung out with a girl and never called her again, but then it was actually love? And then, no, that's not the way it works.
No, it was definitely not love.
Yeah.
No, you don't put the ring on it after one
time.
That's
why I knew they were trading him, because he said they never interacted with him. I said, well, then clearly now they're just grabbing him as an asset to now deal. But as of the time of this recording, no such deal is in play.
I like that you think the hindsight 2020 is going to be about Jamal Adams, because I certainly agree with you.
That's right.
And my favorite moment last night on the red carpet, and there were a lot of great ones, was Jamal Adams' dad on the red carpet when they announced them walking by. He hadn't even been introduced to us, didn't know he was doing an interview. His dad comes up to me and goes, my second cousin, like he knew it was the Adams
wow. Yeah.
And it was his dad. And I was like, that is the coolest thing that's ever happened. It was amazing. Yeah.
There was a fun moment.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Now I have to talk about me, because
I
mentioned earlier.
That's what Kay and I want the most.
I'm vain. My
Please.
This was, I don't know how, if I should feel good about this. I got to be honest, a little part of me feels sort of happy about this, but more shame. At the Super Bowl, I'm standing there kibitzing with a couple muckety mucks, and John Lynch is standing there. And a gentleman with us says, he has good manners, and he says, John, this is Dave Damashek. He says, oh, I know, Dave. Well, remember when we did that thing at Lake Tahoe, when we did that bit? It was a very funny thing, and that was the first time in my professional life I had no recollection of doing something.
You
with
didn't
a,
remember him?
A
really?
Football celebrity. I didn't remember.
That's
I was
impressive.
Like, oh, yeah, of course. I felt bad, but
I've
also a little bit
feeling.
Like, yeah,
either.
Yeah. Never it happened to me.
Can I throw out like a term that I usually
That's
makes
awesome.
Me roll my eyes about Lynch?
It's also I'm old, Kay.
It is true.
It'll happen.
But the
Thanks,
term
I appreciate that.
The term man crush, like that's so beaten, it's so tired and cliched. I have one on John Lynch. I have one on Tim Riggins. I have one on Aragorn from Lord of the Rings, and I have one on John Lynch. I think he's going to be president someday. I wish he was my dad.
Not Viggo, but on Aragorn.
Viggo's a little weird. You see, he paints and stuff like that. Very strange. But Aragorn, and Kay knows Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Aragorn. Why do you Aragorn over? Come on.
Over who?
Over
Legolas, right?
I don't
well, Legolas.
The ladies love
I thought
Legolas.
It was Legolas.
I don't know if Legolas loves the ladies
though.
That's a weird thing. You know,
he's
I'm
a
not
little,
into that.
Little girly for me.
Aragorn?
Yeah.
Oh, that giant
Wait
sword.
A
I don't
Wait
know
a
for
second.
Frodo.
King what are you like? Aragorn is too feminine.
Oh, not Aragorn. Look, I said Legolas. Yeah.
Kay likes Gimli.
So what are you in for?
Is it Legolas or Legolas?
Legolas.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't speak Elfish. I don't know how they pronounce it. I think it's Legolas, though.
Yeah.
What are you, a Samwise Gamgee's lady or what?
No, I don't like Samwise.
So
no. I think they're both – those two are like Luke Skywalker. They're whiny and complaining the entire time.
I was supposed to be a Tashi station to pick up some power converters. There's a lot of whining that goes on with those guys. But no, Aragorn for me, and that brings back to John Lynch. John Lynch, everything about him as a player.
Yeah, Aragorn's
biggest badass
a fox.
In the field. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then now he seems to be the biggest badass in the front office, too. And he just crushed the Bears. I love that, man.
I know. And the Packers made good deals. I don't want to dip too much into that because I think the Packers, again, at the time of this recording, are about to land one of two. I don't know which.
They're on the clock.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be Mixon or Dalvin Cook, but it's going to be one of those two guys.
Oh, they're going to get the back.
Where do you come down on – I don't want to get serious. Let's not devote any time to weighing in on the morality of drafting one of those
Yeah,
guys.
We were talking about shucking oysters 2 minutes ago, Dave.
Yeah,
we can't go into that.
Let me ask you this instead. Kyle Brand, I'm going to start with you. What's your favorite
You're left-handed.
Recreation? That's right. You know what that means? It means we're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter than most people.
That's right, Princeton.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
take that.
Yeah, I'm always throwing that Princeton thing in your guys'
Chicago
face.
Public School product over here.
Ned Flanders has that. Has the whole
the lefty store. I know.
Oh, good for you. Look at that.
The lefty store?
Springfield. You guys
do you don't know anything. The fact that you don't know anything about The Simpsons, crazy.
I don't know 1 to 10. I like a 3. I don't know. I know Flanders.
And
know
Seinfeld. You're not.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Those people who are constantly referencing Seinfeld is annoying to me.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is better than Seinfeld. That's my controversial
position. I agree. I like Curb. I love Curb.
I'm going to put something on Kyle's life resume.
Go ahead.
I don't know another person on the planet who has better recall and better pulls just in every conversation of anything pop culture, his story. It's a delightful 3 hours sitting and watching it happen.
All right, after I defeat you in Urban Walking, Brandt's
all right.
Next. We'll see who can make more obscure, stupid references.
Uncanny, and it is relentless, unrelenting, nonstop, and it's something I've never experienced before I met Kyle.
Thank you. Thank you.
We could do a draft. I was thinking we could draft any
Go ahead, bring it.
Any range of subjects.
Okay.
We were doing our Bob Ross ranking a little while ago. What?
That's right. I thought
Bob Ross.
We could draft.
Me too.
Really, any
mesmerizing.
Any subject we could do, we could do TV characters, we could do albums, we could do uniforms would be fun. I like drafting. Are you a uniform? Are you guys uniform people?
No, I'm not a uniform person.
What
not
kind
particular.
Of people don't? I mean, all right.
Go ahead.
I find
tell
it
me what
logo,
kind of person I am.
You sit and watch the games every weekend, faithfully, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it not dawn on you to have an opinion on what you're looking at? That's insane to me.
I'm going to love the LA Rams uniforms this year. Mm. Those new white, clean helmets. I will love that look. I love the LA Rams throwbacks, but that's pretty much all I...
What do you like, Dave? Like, what's your uniform here? Like,
let's not start, because if we start, it doesn't stop.
Give me one taste. What's the one that's... Oh, get that off my screen. I hate it. Because personally, I don't like the Buffalo Bills uniforms or their helmet logo. I think it's awful.
Do you own a lot of jerseys?
No, I'm not a jersey guy as a grown-up. But Buffalo Bills, my problem with them is the...
Way to throw not New Jersey people right under the bus right there.
So well.
There are a lot of jerseys running around the Philly
so
streets
So many.
Here. Yeah,
I saw Reno Mahe last night.
I saw Tim Couch.
You saw Tim. I saw Dorsey Levins on the Eagles. I mean, there's so many good ones. We love them.
Oh, it's the best to see the rando jersey out here. Yeah, it really is good. My lament for the Buffalo Bills is you understand that the city of Buffalo, New York, is named after the majestic beast that once roamed the plains.
Tatanka.
Right. The buffalo.
Yeah.
And then
I can beat them
so
in
that's,
a race.
That's the beast. And then, but now nearly extinct. The man primarily responsible for nearly rendering said beast extinct from the planet Earth.
Kevin Costner.
No, Buffalo Bill Cody. Who named their football team Buffalo Bill?
Dances with Wolves?
Yes, I did.
No, why would you? That's not that impressive. My take is more impressive. Buffalo Bill Cody tried to kill all the buffalo, And the local football team is named after the guy who tried to kill all the buffalo. What kind of thing is that to do?
I never thought of it
It'd be like if there was someone in Indianapolis who went around killing horses back in the day and they said, let's name it the Colts anyway. It's very strange. Doesn't make sense. Plus, when the Bills came to power in the early 90s, 90, 91, 92, the biggest movie in the world, there was a serial killer named Buffalo Bill. Doesn't make any sense either, right?
No. No, it doesn't. And right, exactly.
He skinned women.
The London Jack the Ripper. She wouldn't do that. They would never do such a thing as that. That's ridiculous. What's your favorite activity? What's your favorite recreation, Kyle Brandt?
Well, Dave, now I'm into the kids stuff now.
Kids.
You know? No,
this is going to be a tough one to play.
I'm with the kids. We do a lot of my gym. You ever go over to the my
gym? I've been to my gym with my nephews.
Yeah. Kay is big into her nephews. I'm big into my two children. I call the place My Germs. That's what they should rebrand it. That ball pit, man. Unbelievable. I don't know what goes down in that ball pit, but Calvin, my son, who's three, likes to jump in there. And he likes to go down there and get buried and say, Dada, come and get me. So I have to go into the ball pit, and you can feel the DNA and the saliva and the urine and everything. They don't clean that
ball
pit.
And this is your favorite thing?
No, but I don't get to have a favorite thing because I have a three-year-old and a nine-month-old. That's it. So
you have a Friday activity that's your favorite thing.
Okay, yes. I'm a man of ritual. Every Friday afternoon, okay, like clockwork, by 3 o'clock, I pour myself a giant-ass martini, gin martini. Sapphire martini, jalapeno olives.
Ooh.
Now, this is going to take a left turn on you. And I sit down, and I have my drink, and I watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri every single Friday. That is my deal. Isn't that a strange thing?
Well, yeah.
The sophistication of the martini with Guy stuffing his face with potato skins in Pacoima. It makes no sense, but that's what I do.
We don't bother him. We know when to not bother him, and then we know we'll get a couple loosey-goosey texts there later in the afternoon.
If Kyle Brandt tweets between 3:30 and 5:30 on a Friday, it's a drunken tweet. I erase a lot of those tweets.
On the one gin martini, a long week puts you under.
It's a huge glass.
I see.
Huge glass. I mean, it is the entire shaker. And I don't drink at all during the week, and I haven't eaten that much, so that's all I need. I'm to the moon. I am in heaven on Friday afternoons watching Guy and having my martini.
Well, what do you think, Emma VP? I'm going to ask Kyle our question here. It's a little thought exercise. I'm going to give you four items. The one you put in first position, you get to do as much as you want for the rest of your life.
Okay.
The one in second position, you get to do once every 3 weeks, do we say? We'll say 3 weeks.
Was it a month?
It was, but I'm messing with it.
Sure.
You get to do the next one once every 3 weeks. The next one you get to do once every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one, never again.
Go on the Damashek podcast.
Hello,
ready?
Emma.
Ready?
Thanks, Kay.
TV, sex, pizza, drinking your martini.
Okay. TV's going to be last.
Never again. You're never going to watch TV again.
I got to watch football games and stuff like that.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Okay.
Who doesn't put TV one?
Okay, the battle.
TV's
the
real your only friend.
No,
TV's the only one who's there for you.
No, I'm friends with sex. The sex and martini are having like a battle of the ages, Clash of the Titans to get in that number one spot. But since there's like a 0.5% chance my wife is listening like an astrophysicist, I'll put – sex in the one hole.
Okay.
That's my Miles Garrett.
That's what she said.
No.
I'm going to bite my tongue.
Kay, thank you. I just bit my tongue.
I
bit my tongue. Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
David Shack almost.
Let's cut that out as a drop, though. Make a note of that, Emma VP.
Oh, boy.
Sex in the one hole. Sex, yeah, right.
That's why I befriended Emma at the beginning of this, so she didn't do that to me.
And then two, I need that martini. That martini's coming in the two spot.
Okay.
I need that thing. I would rather not have Game of Thrones and the Bears or Cowboys, whoever, then have my Bombay Sapphire.
Dave, he runs out of the studio. He's gone. If you needed something from Kyle, you better have it figured out.
Get out of here.
He runs from the studio to get on that train to get that martini.
Brooke knows. If there's something Friday afternoon,
awesome.
I don't care what it is, a death in the family, anything, I got to be on that couch, that martini. It is not to be interrupted. It's only 2 hours of my entire week I need.
How long is it going on?
This is going on by maybe 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Jim Rome got me started on Sapphire Martinis. I used to work for Rome. He was the guy. Vodka, no. Gin Martinis. I hated gin. Started drinking it. I turned into a different person. I'm the happiest guy you've ever met. I'm almost high. Like, everything's funny. Everything's nice. So the martini is too.
You ever think about maybe incorporating more martinis into your life? The way you talk about them, it seems like maybe the solution to all your problems.
Well, look, Dave, I'm trying to incorporate more sex into my life, too. It's just not that easy, okay? I got a schedule to adhere to.
I see.
And then I guess
the chin's playing hard to get with you, I guess.
It is. So if you only meet up every once in a while, it's hotter. You know what I mean? Just keep it. It's like a long distance relationship.
Wow.
The highs are so high. And then I'll go. I guess I'll go TV and then pizza. But goddamn, I love pizza, especially in New York. That thin crust, that folding slice.
So good.
But I mean, I need television. It's still not. I'm not a cord cutter. Any of that new BS. I'll go TV in the three hole. I feel comfortable saying hole there, and four pizza. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, hole it up.
I did it right. Did I get the good list?
TV, sex, pizza, hiking.
TV, sex, pizza, hiking? Order of most importance.
Sex during hiking.
TV, sex, pizza, hiking. Pizza is at the bottom. Sex is one. Maybe I need the rules explained again. So it's sex.
You get to
you
only
can
do
it as much
so
as you
often.
Want versus you can mix it in. You know, that's kind of the evaluation. You're saying goodbye to pizza forever.
Them.
You're going to never eat pizza again.
Yeah, that's
in
fine.
In other words. All right. I mean, I don't know how that could be. I mean, no matter who you are, I feel like.
Okay. No, I
need to incorporate pizza for sustenance.
Dave,
here,
if you lose pizza, you have cheeseburgers and nachos. If you lose sex, what are you replacing that with? There's no tortilla quesadilla platter that is like sex that you can sub in for pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but once
what do you mean? Ah, that was a perfect analysis.
What are you doing? How would you rank yours?
Sex is four. You know, like all right, it's enough. I'll, you know, what good's gonna come?
You've already procreated.
What good's gonna come at this point? You know
right.
what I mean?
I guess there are alternatives to sex. Yeah, that's true. Dave, you know, I looking at you. You know what I'm talking about, my friend.
I got nothing.
He's like a cat on a fence post.
I'm trying to think
here.
Of how I can like recover from that right now. Like I'd like to have kids someday, so like sex obviously very important top of my list.
Procreation.
There we go. Procreation number
Kyle,
one.
You'll explain to me after the show what you were talking about there. About
what do you mean? Are we on a private session or something? No, you know, no.
Tell me about Jim Rome.
What do you want to know?
Like
we translate from – we go from the masturbation to Jim Rome? No. Yes, of course I like Jim
what
Rome.
What is happening?
Admire him, because as I've always said, you worked for him for a long time. You've done fill-in for him. That's
almost
largely
9 years.
How you got to where you are.
Hugely how.
I've always admired, you know, specific choices. Entertainment, you know, subjective, what you like. But I think what he has done, and he deserves a ton of credit for, is that he created a universe and with rules and its own language. Mm-hmm. And you can hear his audience, when he was at the height of his powers, mm-hmm. parroting back his language to him, playing by his rules. Guests, you know, players, whoever it was, they would always come in and understand that it was on his terms. In a relatively entertaining way. True?
It was godlike almost. I mean, they would come in and it was like he was up in the sky. And even like big star athletes would come in and like do the inside jokes that he would do.
Right.
Like, all that stuff kind of predates me. Like I was there for 9 years, but I know what you're saying. Look, the thing I'll say about Jim is like he works really hard. And now he's a little older and he's done this for a long time, and it's very easy in this business. If you have that much money and that much success, you just hire some producers, you do your stuff, and you just show up and like give me something to read.
Emma
I'm
is
a made
pointing
guy.
At Dave
like
Damashek right
basically.
Now.
I mean,
this
you guys know what I'm talking about.
I wish
right.
was on tape right
the crew
now.
Is so fired up. He doesn't do that. He gets up super early. I mean, crazy stupid early in the middle of the night every single day. So he doesn't mail it in, and I always respected that.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard about him is that he is.
He's a crazy preparer.
Super thorough
If he would have come on this podcast, he would spend like a week getting ready for his list of four pizza or sex, whatever, and he would analyze it.
I wish I had done
me.
That. I still don't even know the rules. Right. I don't even know what I just said on this podcast.
I don't know either. But he prepares for everything. I learned a lot about that. I like to prepare for our show as much as I can. But he's great. Of course I do.
Crazy prepare.
Prepare. I like to prepare.
Him too.
Yeah.
How about you, Kay?
Zero.
Do you like – so how does it go?
No,
What time do you wake up?
I wake up at 3:55.
And are you mostly or, you know, you're 90% of the way home by the time you put your head on the pillow for the next day's show? Or is it react morning of kind of thing?
I feel like we work a little 24/7.
Yeah.
Like we're constantly in contact with each other. And I think it makes it easier. It's sort of just the culture of our show. The four of us really like each other and we're always in contact. And I don't know that we ever really turn it off.
It never stops. Yeah. And that's why, again, the Friday martini, I jump in like Uncle Scrooge into the money bank because that's the only time it stops is Friday afternoon.
Do you continue to wake up at 4 a.m. on the weekends to maintain?
I'll wake up.
Right?
Yeah. With Rome.
Yeah. I've woken up at 4 for a decade because I used to do it with Rome too. And now I do it because my daughter's crying.
I wasn't worried about the waking up early because it's just – awesome and tremendous opportunity. And I wouldn't want it any other way now because you're done at 10 in the morning. You have an entire day ahead of you.
It is nice.
And I'll say this, like from 4 to 6 in the morning, I'm so much more efficient and productive. Like there's no traffic to get anywhere. Nobody's texting me. No, but there's nothing to do but just focus on the things that you need to do. And I'm very efficient between like 5 and 6 in the morning. It's my most efficient hour.
You know what? It's funny. I used to do a morning show in Los Angeles too. And my favorite time, I resented waking up early and everything, but that 10-minute drive that I had to the radio station under the cloak of night, you're the only car on the road. I don't know why. I love that time.
I love it. That's
I feel like
I
you're beating
that.
The world. I feel like I'm already working. You're still sleeping, you lazy asses. Like I'm already scoring, and you haven't even stepped on the field yet.
One of the ironies of you think, I'm cheating life if I'm a bartender because I don't have to go to work until 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock at night. But, of course, then it just hangs over your head all day. Mm-hmm. I got to work tonight. You know, that it ruins every day if you have to go to work later in the day. At minimum, you're getting it out of the way, and then the day is yours.
10 a.m., it's pretty incredible.
Done.
Mark Brady's over here telling us to wrap it up.
Brady.
He wrapped us.
MVP, like what do you think?
This is really good.
Did we do all right?
Did
you enjoy it?
I did enjoy
what
it.
Else should we, really what good. Else do you want to know about Kyle and Kay?
They spilled a lot. I think we're good.
Let's get more into our life resume, Kay.
I love Emma. Yeah.
I do too.
So far, I mean, hiking and, you know, drinking martinis, this is what they're good at. I see my greatest
Dave's
skill.
Unimpressed.
Can I tell you what my greatest skill is? Because I want to brag to you. Ordering food at restaurants.
What are you good at? How? What do you mean?
How would one assess this?
Dave, what would you like to order, sir? What can I bring you? How do you do it? I mean, tell me. Put me through
restaurant?
You're at the Olive Garden. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Why?
First of all, that's the first mistake. Now, listen. I know how. I've never known my equal. I put myself in the top 10 or 15 remote control operators I've ever known. I'm not going to say number one, but I'm pretty good. But I do have to update that. The new DirecTV remote has defeated me, and I can't solve it. I don't know. I can't get like
fast-forwarding.
Most hotels, I like within 4 minutes, I've mastered it. I'm not looking, like dribbling about. You know, I know where's that previous chip? Bang! I got that for you. Yeah. Bang! Oh, what channel's that on?
Do you put the remote in the Ziploc bag?
No,
at the hotel.
I've heard about that.
What's that?
It's creepy.
Is
do
this
you?
Gross?
Do wipe it down at
no.
least?
Do you?
This is gross, right?
It's disgusting. You're talking about my gym, ball
please
pit.
Tell me you bring. No. Please tell me Black you bring
keep the hotel remote Ugh. Control.
That's true.
Do you do that, Kay Adams?
Ziploc bag, 100%.
You bring, so you think as you're packing your clothes,
yep.
Got it and
in
I
the
need
Ziploc.
To take
I always,
this.
No, I just always have
this
stuff
is
like that.
Friday's outfit.
Girls who have like makeup and stuff, they always have like Ziploc bags. I never turn on the TV in a hotel. Who's watching TV? Why are you watching TV? I never watch television.
Was number 4 on my list, right?
Yeah,
because you know a lot of people, you know, girls, you know, growing up and beyond, they didn't have time for me. You know who did? TV. TV was always there for me, always telling me stuff, you know, teaching me about the world, showing me games, you know, my window to the world.
You're amazing.
My long and only true friend, television.
TV.
But not you, Kay Adams. Not
no,
you, Kyle Brandt.
Not a big TV person.
Kyle,
I'm
ironic.
I'm good at deflecting.
Then,
that's on my resume. I'm good at, like,
deflecting.
Being private, right?
We go away for 2 weeks on vacation. Me, Nate, and Peter go on these long speeches. We did this. Kay, what'd you do? Anyway, so today's show, we should do this. Deflect. Like a Darth Vader on the laser blast. Like, you can't even get close to it. She just holds her hands up, flies back the other
that's
way.
That's a talent. I'm private. Right? I'm not an oversharer. I don't post on Instagram 7 times a day.
Well, you don't overshare, but there's also just sharing, you know, the regular
I told you guys I went on vacation, had a butler. I told you guys all
that. That was it. And then any subsequent questions, the lightsaber
You had a
up.
Butler on your vacation?
Oh, why did
she
I say
did,
that?
Yes. He
did,
buttled
And
for
he
her.
Watched Good Morning Football in St.
Holy
Lucia.
Hell.
He knew GMFB. It was crazy. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I won't dig in on that since you already mentioned, uh-huh. But what a butler. Uh-huh.
But see how Kate's response was, he loves GMFB. That was her deflecting away from the butler trying
he
to bring back to the show.
Good Morning Football. Have you ever been to St. Lucia? It's beautiful.
How did he dress himself?
Like
island gear, I'm guessing?
Like, no, or? like a polo shirt, like a dad. Mm.
I pictured Tim Curry.
I'd ask
Clue.
Him to dress it up a little bit.
I didn't talk. I met him the day I got there and didn't talk to him until I left. I wanted nothing to do with him. I do not even be seen here and on this property. Like, I want to see you.
What was his name?
His name was Gus.
Wow, that's disappointing for a butler as well.
Yeah, that's like a plumber, right?
You know what I mean? Gustavo.
What did you want for the butler's name? What would be a good butler name? Wadsworth?
Yes, that
right.
sounds good.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Victor Thrillington.
Tim Curry.
Yeah, no, Kay, yeah, Kay's vacation. Yeah, I'm thinking what Kay, next time just say you were on Celebrity Naked and Afraid with Burt Young, a.k.a. Pauly.
Yeah, I'm really open. Reality TV would certainly be in my vein, wouldn't it, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, Kay's very open.
Great.
I want a butler named Leroy. Leroy Ooh. Butler. That would be my butler's
That's
name.
That's good.
Or Malcolm.
Kyle, who is your favorite co-worker on Good Morning Football? Talent, I mean.
Oh, the three of us?
Yeah. The other three. Who do you like best?
That's a good question. Kate, well, Kay and I have the most fun during the show because we sit next to each other. Mm-hmm. Nate, we don't talk that much outside
the
show.
You talk to Peter with your eyes the entire show.
But mostly because I'm getting amused because Peter's so pissed off the whole time. Peter runs hot. Peter runs really hot.
Not pissed off.
No, he's not pissed off.
You just can't talk to him.
Peter
he's across
the
table.
He's our New Yorker, you know, and Peter is the guy who gets worked up. He is the type A. So, I mean, I spend the most time with Peter. I don't spend any time with Nate at all.
They go to spin class together. They're best friends. You can say Peter. It's okay.
I probably know Peter the best. But Kay and I are buddies on the side. Like, if we were a tag team, we'd cut the table down the middle. It'd be the two of us versus the two of them. So that's a key relationship.
I always make my way to Kyle's office and sit there and we chat.
So you're saying Kyle. Can I tell you something? Here's another little life.
Well, who would you guess? Is my
idea. Mine is Will Selva, by the way. That's my answer. Will Selva, the newsman.
That's going to be my
answer. Sure. Has he done his impressions for you?
Are you kidding me?
All the
Brian
time.
Gumbel is fantastic.
Don't you watch the show, Dave?
He does that.
I've watched it a couple of times for not very long. How's it feel, Kay Adams? How's that feel?
Do you subscribe to the show?
I'm going to write a
Bitten
report.
By your own
I'm going to write a synopsis on every podcast you ever put out from here on out. Get ready.
Yeah. Who's your least favorite, Kay?
Who's my least favorite? I don't have a least favorite. I love them. They're our brothers. It's so crazy, but they're like brothers from day one.
You know, Dave, our show does start at 7 a.m. I don't think we're going to run into the show if this podcast goes any longer. Should we just go right to the
I knew it. I knew that's where we were going, and I was about to say that now I'm moving into a mode where I can tell you guys are ready to be done. Mm-hmm. And now
I've literally slouched down into my chair.
And now you got us where you want us?
And now
my
I'm
eyes
thinking,
are closing.
Okay. Now I'm thinking 45 more minutes, and then that's got to be it.
we'll crack.
We'll wrap it up there. What a pleasure. Final review on Philadelphia. Do you like this city?
I haven't seen enough of it. I can't wait to get out and explore a little bit today. You went to Geno's.
I like it a lot. I walked all the way from hotel over 2 miles to Pat's and Geno's. I got a sandwich at both places.
I hear they have amazing Italian food, so I'm going to dip into that scene today for sure. But I want to see a little bit more. The fans have been really welcoming and incredible.
I hear the market thing. I can't remember what it's called, but the market.
Reading Terminal Market.
Terminal. I heard that's the place.
Great cookies
hit.
In there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I also hear that I have to get a roast pork. I've heard that the headliner may be the cheesesteak, but you got to have the roast pork or you're not doing it right.
Yeah, we sort of make fun of the cheesesteak narrative.
Yeah. We do. It's just like, okay, the cheesesteak thing. So, you know, when you go to Seattle and it's always throwing the goddamn fish, or you go to the Green Bay and, oh, we're at the cheese factory. It's so cliche.
All
so
the cliches.
Annoying.
We love talking about all
so
those cliches,
annoying.
What the shot's going to be and what city, of course. Of course, NFL Network can be blamed for that.
Yeah.
Of course, they have to show the Liberty Bell, and they have to show Geno and Pats. What
NFL Network during the draft yesterday played "You're Making My Dreams Come True." Hall and Oates
saw that
on the way out to commercial, and I was the happiest kid on the planet.
Oh, that's so
nothing
good.
Nothing could have made me happier.
You know,
well done,
Philadelphia.
I've come around on Hall and Oates. I was too cool for school in my teen years. But
oh. Come on.
Yeah.
I love Hall & Oates.
They were looked
favorite.
At as like the pop sellout or something. They make good pop songs. They're
That's
singable.
Right.
They're memorable. They make my dreams come true. It doesn't get any better
Man
than
Eater,
that.
Their greatest hits album I'd put up against anybody.
I hear that.
Including Casey and the Sunshine Band, whose best,
Take that
best
sting.
Of album is amazing.
You know what?
Hall & Oates best of is like Pearl Jam best of.
I'm
level
tempted
for me.
To press forward with that because that's a whole nother conversation. But instead, let's kick that ahead to a future podcast.
Okay, okay. Sure.
Shall we?
Yes.
Let's read it. We'll talk. We'll do best ofs. And also, are you're a Thrones person? We're getting our MVP.
I am a big Thrones person.
Winter's coming sooner than you
Winter's
realize.
Here.
It's time for
we
our
gotta
Game
get,
of Thrones draft.
We got to get the Game of Thrones draft. I was talking with Maurice about
That's
it just last night.
That's a fun idea.
We got to do it. We did our little fantasy league. You're a fantasy player,
mm-hmm.
Kay Adams.
I am.
Do you do Game of Thrones?
I don't.
Well, of course, you said you're busy out walking in hills and sleeping
right,
outside.
She had TV at number four, of course.
Training to urban outwalk you.
Yeah, you
all right,
you
so, Dave, do we get our stipend now
hey,
or do we get a voucher
guys.
For
they're
it?
All right, fine.
They're
you know what?
Guys.
I'm sorry to put you all out.
It's
so
been
much,
fun, Dave.
there they are. Watch them on Good Morning Football. It's Kay Adams. It's at Hey Kay Adams. And then Kyle Brandt, K-Y-L-E-B-R-A-N-D-T, for people who aren't good spellers. That's why I do that one. Thanks so much. What a pleasure to finally get to kibitz with you guys.
This is my kind of podcast, Dave. I like dumb little games and fun little crazy conversations. It's perfect.
I don't know what that's what you're getting at.
We had a blast. A lot of hard-hitting questions.
I thought this was a thoughtful.
Frost Nixon in here, Dave.
I think we now know the human beings named Kay and Kyle a little bit better than we did before.
Strapped to a lie detector test this entire time. I have a lot of questions about myself when I leave here.
The needles are bouncing.
1998, not even in high school. That's just an outrage.
And scene.
Dave, dee-da-da-da-da-da-don't-don't, Dave.
Hold the phone, Emma VP. So, okay, update. Kay and Kyle are now gone. And do you think they liked the show?
I think they did, yeah. They were really good.
Do you think they'll become listeners?
I don't know about that.
No?
Yeah, they're pretty busy.
Well, they're not
made it pretty clear.
Not busy watching TV.
That's
got a lot of. If you're not, you take TV out of your life. There's a lot of free hours to listen to podcasts and such, right?
I would think so, but we'll have to follow up with them.
I didn't want to make too big a deal, but I think the hiking thing is so strange. Who enjoys walking?
This girl right here.
Why? What's pleasure? It really is lost on me. I know it's a facile kind of joke to make or whatever, but. Really, I don't get the idea of like, you know what, I'm going to go out and walk strenuously.
You don't like exercise in general.
I'll do it, though, but I want to get it out of the way. I'm going to get on the treadmill, I'm going to make my miles, and then go about the rest of it.
You make it unpleasant. This is a way to make exercise more pleasant. There's nice views, you go with someone, you make it into an activity. You're dreading that treadmill.
Doesn't sound like a fun activity. That's the point. It's a miserable activity.
Agree,
walking.
Disagree.
Up and down hills and such. It's all hot out there. Do it in L.A. There's snakes. Literal snakes. Anywho, yes, Emma VP, before we wrap it up here, we're going to eschew the player interviews here. You can find that podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, NFL.com/podcasts and beyond. All the player interviews that I mentioned at the top of the show still are upcoming. Deshaun Watson, Jonathan Allen, Jamal Adams, Leonard Fournette. We also talked to Kevin Sumlin. A&M head coach, of course, but we went too long with Kay and Kyle, so we'll kick that one to a second one. This buys us the opportunity for me to ask you. So your fella is here in Philadelphia as well.
Yes.
How has that reunion been?
It's been very nice. Thank you.
It's gone well.
Yes.
You gone out for a hike?
We have not gone out for a hike in Philadelphia. No.
Urban walking?
No.
No.
No urban walking. You probably beat me in that.
I don't know if I've ever asked you, what's on your life resume?
Well, speaking of exercise, I'm a runner.
You're a runner?
Yep. Distance running.
That's weird. All right.
Yep.
More weirdness. I don't understand. Are you one of these people, have you ever run a half marathon?
No, I'm not. I don't enter into races, really. Just for
Would you
fitness.
Ever be one of those people who put a 13.1 on the sticker on your car?
No, that's asinine.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. All right, listen, we can kibitz till we're blue in the face, but we'll wrap it up here. Be on the lookout. I apologize. We just went too long with the Good Morning Football or half of the Good Morning Football group. So we'll have for you all those big-time stars from Thursday night's round one of the 2017 NFL draft. We're heading back to L.A. over the weekend. We'll have more noise for you. On the other side, we'll break it all down for you. I think we're going to be talking to Paulie and McLovin from the Dan Patrick Show coming up. We're going to talk to – who else do we have lined up? We have Travis Benjamin maybe joining us from the Chargers. Boy, oh, boy, L.A., that team's going to – an offensive fire powerhouse. Mike Williams added to the fold. Anywho, now I'm just rambling, and MVP is hungry and wants to go get lunch, so I'll cut it off there. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans from Philadelphia. Been a thin slice of heaven.